soft body settled. Now the death wives come quietly in. Through the walls, pink eyes glowing. Laser lights sapping from their fingers. Kindness deep like the ocean. Death is the new sex. Everybody's talking about it. Death is the new sex. Coming soon to focus all. Laser lights sapping from her fingers. Open door, windows rattle.
Well, how'd you like the juxtaposition of those two tracks? It's kind of interesting, isn't it? I thought so. Anyway, this is Mr. Belding, your host again today. Another Tales from the Dropbox. This is episode 186, 34th this year. And we start everything off today with War on Women. Their song is called White Lies. It's from a record called Wonderful Hell that came out on October 30 this year on Bridge 9. I've played War on Women before. They're a Baltimore co-ed feminist punk rock act. Shauna Potter is the lead vocalist. And on this record, she is really freaking angry. I mean, more angry than prior records. They formed in 2011. They're a five-piece and definitely Dropbox worthy. And then we followed it up with a band called Tongue. Song is called Death is the New Sex. It's from a record called Tongue Presents Dead Club. Came out on November 6th this year. They're an English folktronica act, that is a mix of acoustic and electronic music, trying to push the boundaries. This is their seventh LP. I didn't know a whole bunch about them before this, but I stumbled on it and I thought, wow, what a great track. Death is the New Sex. And that may be true, especially in a pandemic. Anyway, if you're into that, they formed in 2003 and pretty good rock. I'm not sure the whole album is consistent, but it's going to get a lot of critical raves and it's starting to. I saw a piece in The Guardian on them. Definitely worth checking out. I think you're going to enjoy today's show. It's a little more aggressive as the notes seem to suggest. And there's a lot of bands with S. And there's a few more female vocalists on this side. So sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. This is Cat Eaters, and the song is called I Don't Want to Be Like You.
I bought a six-pack of beer, but you're at the pool bar. You sleep in a hotel, I'm awake in my car. I bang dirty pops, you play trendy venues. I get cold pasta, you get high-class menus.
You should be grateful. I've never looked no better. You made a clean break. I'm all washed up. What are the chances? My love for my tormentor. You took the elevator all the way up. Well, you're all scratched and sore. Your fingertips get torture. Turn my body back to New Orleans and dream a little dream of me. Well, you're all scratched and sore. Sad boy, you smell like gin and failure. You sing a sad song. I knew a sad man told me to keep my chin up, told me to smile more, so I took his teeth. Well, you're all scratched and sore. Your fingertips can torture. Turn my body back to New Orleans and dream a little dream of me. Well, you're all scratched and sore. Slightly damaged. Hey, young lonely, you took advantage. Well, you're all scotched and soda. Your fingertips can torture. Send my body back to New Orleans and dream a little dream of me. Well, you're all scotch and soda. Your fingertips can torture. Send my body on the dirty ground. I'm a city that can't sleep. Well, you're all scotch and soda. Your fingertips can torture. Send my body back to New Orleans and dream a little dream of me. Pass the chain below.
Well, there you have Sarah and the Safewood, song called You're All Scotch, No Soda, from a record called Good Gracious, Bad People, came out on Take This to Heart Records on October 30 this year. This is an Atlanta, Georgia cabaret rock act. I didn't invent that term, somebody else did, but it seems appropriate. This is in the vein of Panic at the Disco and My Chemical Romance. This is their second LP, and they're a six-piece. That's all I know about them. I thought the vocals were pretty good. You can let me know. I don't know. And before that, we heard Suburban Machine. No, strike that. Suburban Medicine, song called American Nightmare, from a record called Black Cats and Broken Glass. It came out on January 26th of 2018. It was released on 760902 Records DK on March 1st of 2018. All I know about them is that they're out of Detroit, Michigan. They're a four-piece. They got a Facebook page. And not much is happening, but I thought it was a really interesting track when it kind of stumbled upon it, so I thought I'd play it for you, and I did. And then we started everything off in the set with a band called Cat Eaters, I Don't Want to Be Like You, from a record called Rare, which came out on Spin Up Records on November 1st. That's just, 20 days ago. They are a glam punk and roll act out of West Germany. Think Turbo Negro, Backyard Babies, and Motorhead all wrapped up into one. You'll get the idea of what the record's like. They've been around since 2014. This is their second LP, and I really liked it, so I played it. And speaking of bands I really like, and I'm going to play, I love this band. It's their first record in 9 years. This is the... I'm going to skip that. I'm going to play something else just before that. She's been around for a while, but the band is called Shitbats, and the song is called Succubus. We'll be right back.
see his goal. Shut out the light, gain control. Empty eyes, a succubus disguise. How can I get her to realize that he's the bait and she's the prize? Hate or love her, she don't know. Hate just wants to suck her soul. She don't know, he just wants to suck her soul. I see him put on a show, playing the role any human would know. He circles like a crow. His claws are in, he won't let go. They sink in deep, she doesn't.
Start. And I'm never gonna.
Well, how'd you like that short, sharp set? We started everything off in that set with the Shit Bats song called Succubus from a record called Guano. Came out on October 16th on Second Prize Records. These guys are out of London, Ontario. They're led by Kat Clyde. She's been around for a while in a whole bunch of projects. Think Jeanette Napolitano of Concrete Blonde. Kind of the same time of vocal style, in my opinion. Anyway, this is 8 tracks of goth-heavy, fuzz-laden surf garage rock. And it really does rock. They've been around since 2014. I think I said that. This is a side project that suddenly may become the real thing. And then we followed up with the Spitz, who I kind of telegraphed at the beginning of this intro. The Spitz are a band I love. They've incorporated more Ramones into their stuff. They just released their 6th LP on their own Thrift Store Records label on October 30th. But this is their first LP in 9 years. It's the same crappy lo-fi stuff, but I love it. It was recorded on a 4-track cassette. These guys are out of Kalamazoo, Michigan. And then finally, we finished everything up in that set with Jeff Rosenstock, a guy who you should know. He's released a bunch of records in the last couple of years. They're all interesting. They're all catchy, hummable. And that song was called Never Gonna Get It Back Again. It's from a compilation that was available only for 24 hours early this year during the height of the pandemic. It's called Furl Your Dreams. It was released by Specialist Subject Records, who released Jeff's record in the UK. This was written during the post-sessions, didn't fit on the record, so he put it out as the B-side of a split release with a Korean ska punk band called Ska Sucks. Who knew? Anyway, this compilation, if you can find it floating around on the interwebs, has got a bunch of new unreleased demo tracks, rare tracks, things like that, including bands like Shit Present, Erica Frias, Muncie Girls, and The Witching Waves, Charm Pit, all of who I have played on this podcast over the last year or so. So there you go. Look for that. See if you can find it. If not, shoot me a jingle-lingle, and I will see if I can't find a way to get it to you. Anyway, we are just past the halfway point in this episode. I hope you're enjoying it. I think you're going to really like as we come crashing into the end. I'm going to start everything off with this band out of Vienna, Austria, called Vulverine. The song is called Dangerous.
I like watching mama say got caught by a tall man. He told me to read what's left and beg you a silence in a room full of dreams. See my way to the finish line. Only have me stumbling in fear. I can see the river on banks are dry. Everything was flooded.
So I threw a little folk rock at you. That was A Tale of Golden Keys, a song called All Banks Are Dry from a record called The Only Thing That's Real. Came out on Listen Records on October 30th this year. These guys are out of Nuremberg, Germany. This is their third LP. You can kind of think of them as kind of like Death Cab for a Cutie, only the German version. Their last record was really popular. Records called Shrimp was released in 2018. I don't know much about them other than that they're a three-piece and that was a really good track. The rest of the record's a little uneven for me, not really typically my style, but I thought that was beautiful, so I played it. And before that, we heard a band called Happy, a song called June Gloom from their record Imposter Syndrome, came out on Rude Records on October 30th. They're an emo with pop rock influences act out of Columbia, South Carolina. This is their second LP, and they say that the album deals with their own personal experience with the imposter syndrome. I have no idea what that means, but I thought that was kind of intriguing. And then we started everything off in the set with this amazing band out of Vienna, Austria, called Vulverine. That song was called Dangerous. It's from a record called Unleashed. Came out on Electric Fire Music on October 24th. It's a five-piece, but it's led by these two sisters, Susie and Robin, and they got great pipes. And looking at photos and videos of the band, they're also a lot tougher than your Mr. Belding. So I'm going to say nothing but great things about this record. It really is a great record. It's a hard rock act, which is not normally Mr. Belding's style, but there was something kind of punkish about it, kind of compelling. They're an all-female five-piece, and that's a rarity. but it isn't a distinguishing feature. This is just great songwriting with really catchy tunes, and I like it. Definitely Dropbox worthy. Anyway, we're coming up to the last three song set. Think you're going to love it. You got to know the song that I'm going to play is the throwback here. But anyway, I'm going to start off with a band, which sadly I discovered as I'm putting this together, is broken up. So if you want to ignore the first song, I dare you to. But if you want to ignore it, it's from a band that is no longer in existence. But I bet that the vocalist here will do something after. I'll tell you more about it after the break. This is Milk Teeth, and the song is called Given Up.
Another weekend, a new story. I found a diamond in the darkest man. We started speaking, a smooth talking, a tiptoe over the borderline. She left her lipstick on my cheek. I turned around, she vanished in the blink. She haunted me and I can barely sleep. I'm looking for, wait, that's her, stop that girl, hey. I'm
Billy sleeve. Yeah. So got her lipstick on my cheek. I turn around, she vanished in a blink. She wanted me in a Billy sleeve.
And that, of course, was The Misfits. That song is called Where Eagles Dare. It's from the B-side of the Night of the Living Dead 7-inch, which came out on October 31st of 1979 on Plan 9. There were 2,000 copies pressed on black vinyl. This was given away at the Irving Plaza show, sold at the show that night. What can I say about it? It's a classic track. There are a couple of variants of that song floating around, but it's hard to go wrong with anything by The Misfits, in my opinion. Before that, we heard a band called Lime Cordiale, a song called Robbery, from a record called 14 Steps to a Better You, came out on Chugs Music, London Cowboys Music on July 10th this year. And that's actually a popular band and a popular track. And you just found out that that record, about a week ago, won Australia's LP of the Year at the 2020 J Awards. It's got 6 nominations for the 2020 ARIA Music Awards. It's a pair of brothers, Ollie and Lewis Limebach, out of Sydney, Australia, formed in 2009. That's their second LP. And then, as we said at the beginning of this set, we started everything off with a band called Milk Teeth, a song called Given Up from their record. Milk Teeth came out on Music for Nations Records on March 27th this year. They are out of Stroud, Gloucestershire, UK. They are formerly a punk rock act, as I found out when I was prepping the notes for this, that they had broken up on September 4th this year. So a 7-year career up in flames, led by Becky Blomfield, who's the vocalist guitarist. And on this final LP, it's with M. Foster and Jack Kenny, who were both out of a band called Nervous. I don't know what she's going to do. I think she's a good vocalist, good songwriter, and hopefully I see something here in the new future. Where are we? We are at the end, unfortunately, and I'm going to finish everything up today with a band called Attic Salt. song's going to be called Truck Stop from their record Get Wise. Came on Jumpstart Records on September 25th this year. It's released in this beautiful transparent blue-white splatter. This is their second LP. They're led by Alyssa Curry with Andy Harmon as the songwriting duo. They're out of Springfield, Illinois, not Massachusetts. And what can I say? You're going to love it. Attic Salt, Truck Stop. Until next week, stay safe, be COVID-free. And as always, this is Mr. Belding saying, peace out.